On the show today, we have Illuma Labs' very own Malin Borkar and True West Credit Union's very own Chris Kearney talking about the credit union adopting Illuma Labs' Illuma Shield voice authentication at their credit unions. It's basically a digital print of your voice that really cuts down on fraud and friction as well. Fascinating, fascinating stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Podcast. Welcome to our show. And do we have a good story for you today? It's actually very cutting edge stuff, pardon the 90s term, but this is some really fascinating stuff here. And let me make my introductions first here. Right below me, right below us here is Milind Borkar from Illuma Labs. Milind, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right next to me is True West Federal Credit Union's CIO, Mr. Chris Kearney. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. This story just is going to blow your mind. What's going on? What you guys are doing here? I mean, sci-fi is really here, and it's really cool stuff here. But Chris, I want to talk to. Let's just dive right into it here. Tell me about True Voice ID, and you worked with obviously Illuma Labs to get True Voice ID off the ground here. So, what is? Give us a lay of the land here. What is it, and how are your members using it?
Yeah, sure thing, Mike. Voice ID is a biometric authentication platform from Illuma Labs that we launched in our contact center at True West Credit Union just in November of 2020. And the technology is awesome. Yeah. Basically, we listen to the member's voice and create a unique signature. And when the member calls us back in the future, the contact center agent knows exactly who they're talking with right off the bat.
Gosh, and it's from the terminology of what I read in the background, it's basically a digital print of your voice, right? Of the member's voice.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got this proprietary signature of your voice. It's not useful for anything else other than our system, and it gives our agents a lot of certainty to know exactly who they're talking to on the phone. Mm-hmm.
So, and the kind of the ultimate thing here is to kind of decrease or eliminate the fraud and make things more convenient, that type of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on a mission at True West Credit Union to reduce friction for our members.
Right on.
And we want to do that with every member interaction. And everyone knows, right? When you call into a financial institution, you're hit with all of these questions,
oh, yeah.
Right? And we have to do that to protect your identity and prevent fraud. But this allows us to cut through
Yay.
Those minutes of call time and get straight to serving our members.
Right on, right. All right, Melinda, we're going to get to the tech stuff here. So how exactly does this technology work? And it sounds super cool. And I can't wait to kind of dig into the weeds here and see how does it work?
No, I appreciate you asking. You know, outside of sharing our core secret sauce,
tell me all the secrets.
I will say that we've been developing this for quite a while now. So, you know, the roots of the technology actually started out of R&D contract with the Department of Homeland Security. And since then, you know, we've built a product on top of that core platform that addresses the issues that Chris mentioned, which is authentication for client service and member service applications. We invested a lot of time developing core innovations in signal processing, machine learning, which developed a unique capability for technology to recognize people by their voice over conversational speech. So think about rather than go through, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes of answering questions to
yes.
prove who you are, the technology enables True West Contact Center to recognize members just like a friend or a family member would. Mm-hmm. So that same warm experience that people, members feel when they go to a branch is now what they feel in the contact center, being recognized within the initial seconds just by voicing their request.
Oh my gosh, this is so, so cool. So Chris, let's step back here for a second here. So why did you guys implement this technology at your credit union? Kind of what sparked this process or this project to move forward?
Sure. Well, one of the key challenges that we were working on is how do we get call times down in our contact center, right? And if you just look at, you know, each call and what makes up that call, you know, again, it's these questions, these out-of-wallet questions that add a ton of time to the beginning of each call, right? So we were looking for ways to improve member service, improve those interactions, as well as give our team members another tool in their toolbox to fight fraud, right? Because that's a constant battle that we all face as credit unions. We've got fraudsters calling in, trying to take advantage of our members, take advantage of our team members. And we knew that there was technology out there that could help us just strengthen that wall and help our team members in each one of those interactions.
Yeah, any tool in your fraud fighting toolbox is more than welcomed. And this sounds like one of them for sure, Milind. And this one, so how do you see this technology benefiting? I should ask this to Chris, but I'm going to ask you first, Milind. How do you see it benefiting the credit union and then, you know, verifying their members' identity in mere seconds, it sounds like?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's three main benefits from the technology. And I think, you know, in our conversation, Chris and I have hit on some of them, but maybe it's just nice to kind of condense them at one point. So first is the overall user experience, right? So the minute and a half of Q&A, which is traditionally used at any authentication process for contact center, is not, you know, it's a use of time, but also not pleasant for, you know, the members calling in, but also the agents, right? Agents are focused on solving members' issues, but they've got to go through this initial process where they essentially have to act like security guards, right? And they want to get past that process to get to providing value. We can help shrink that time down, so it's value to the agent's time as well as the member's time. The members are not calling to answer the last, figure out what their last transactions were. They want to get access to their phone and they want to have that done quickly. So value for member and agent's time is one main benefit. Immediate side effect is, since you shrink that initial time on process for authentication, that's more time available to the contact center to service more phone calls. So there's operational efficiency improvement, which directly goes to the bottom line. And then last is security against fraudsters. And as we know, you know, today's digital age and data breaches that have happened over the past 5-10 years, everybody's information is available for sale on the dark web, if it's not voluntarily put up on social media, right? So being able to answer those questions is really tricky. Actually, I'd say even framing those questions is tricky, because on one side, you make them too simple, where it's very easy for me and you to remember. It's also very easy to defeat. And now if you make it very complicated, where it's very hard for the wrong person to get it right, it's very likely I won't get it right. So for example, right, I get asked questions from time to time, you know, what street did you live in back in 1999? Well, I was in college. I move dorms every year, if not more often. I have no idea what my address was back then. You know, I went through junker cars back then, so I don't know which car I owned what year. So I'll have as much of a difficulty, actually, I may have more difficulty answering that question than someone who's actually bought my information on the dark web and has, you know, printed out a sequence of questions. So we help raise that bar significantly higher, because, you know, with today's day and age, you know, still replicating someone's voice with the level of accuracy to beat the state-of-the-art system is extremely difficult. And so we provide all those three benefits simultaneously.
So is the secure, the digital voice print, you got me, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole here, but is the digital voice print, is it kind of like a fingerprint basically, or a facial recognition type thing? It's that unique that nobody else can replicate it, or how does that whole thing work?
Yeah, so very interesting that you bring it up. So yes, people's voices are unique, but what makes voice recognition challenging, especially on the phone, is a few different issues. So there's a whole lot of variations technically in the channel. So, you know, between the phone that the member is speaking from all the way through the phone network coming into the credit union's contact, there's a lot of different pieces of technology that play come into place, which we don't have control over. Right, so that disrupts and degrades quality of voice. So you've got to be able to work with those variations at that degraded quality that you don't have as much when you're holding, you know, a device in your hand and looking at it for high res face recognition or face ID, right? So that's one of the challenges that come up. And the second challenge actually is voice is not just a physical characteristic, but also a behavioral characteristic to it, right? There's some amount of flexibility you have in variation, and it's not even intentional. Just you speaking one thing versus speaking something else or speaking a different language creates intentional behavioral variations, right? So technologies like ours have to be able to adapt and learn voices dynamically through those situations. So fundamentally what happens, I think of it as, rather than a fingerprint, which takes you a snapshot the moment you put your finger on it, think about it like a blurry fingerprint that gets crisper and crisper the more it listens to you.
Ah, okay.
Right? So the more you speak, it gets clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer, and the more accurately we can authenticate with the longer amount of speech, with repeat calls. And that's how the fundamentals of technologies like ours tend to work. And yes, with enough speech brought in, it's highly unique in terms of able to recognize different people by their voices.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my mind is officially blown. Thank you, Melinda. All right, let's move on. Chris, I'm coming right back at you here. You said you guys have been using it since November 2020. So what's been the feedback? What's been the reaction so far at your credit union?
Yeah, the frontline staff has been super positive about it. Many members that have called in have responded positively. Just a cool story.
Yeah, yeah.
Our agent team, they were just awesome through the testing process, and many of them speak different languages. And we actually tested out enrolling in one language and then authenticating their voice on another call in a different language. And it worked.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, so we kind of battle tested it.
Sure.
From both a positive perspective as well as different scenarios to try to obscure your voice and see if we could fool the system or yeah. have someone call in on your behalf. So these projects don't just happen because of cool technology. It's because we have a really smart and innovative people that are willing to engage.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, how cool is that? And I'm going to stick with you, Chris, as well. What are some of the expectations that you guys have for this technology moving forward? Because it sounds like you're fully off the launch pad here and you're all systems go with it. So what are some expectations?
Yeah, we just launched public communication this month. We have several thousand members enrolled already. And our goal would be over the course of this year to enroll all of our reoccurring callers so that, we have more people call us today in this pandemic world than ever before,
yeah.
right? So our goal is to have all those reoccurring callers registered and enrolled in the system so we can streamline those conversations going forward and protect their identity.
Is there a cool factor here involved as well, Chris? Because I can't imagine, a member, you're like, you identified me through my voice. What? So that's pretty cool. And then you go, okay, I'm going to tell the rest of my family, my friends about this too, So there must be some sort of like maybe word of mouth going around as well, I would think. I mean, that might be something, I don't know, for another show, but I would think that that would be kind of a cool little reaction as well.
Yeah, we hope so, right? There's definitely an introduction, right? It's a concept that not everyone offers, right? So there's a little bit of education involved. But, we strive to be a digital credit union and serve our members where they're at. And we would hope this is just another way that we can provide them the highest level of service.
Yeah, no bad. And then something else to just make you guys that much more cool as well. So indeed. And Melinda, what's next here? What's next for you guys? And even what do you guys have planned for TrueWest here?
As a tech company, our ambitions and roadmap significantly outweigh the how many things we will accomplish in the near future. So we're constantly challenged on prioritization. and we do work with our close partners like Chris and others at TrueWest to figure out what's the right thing that solves their problems. And I'd say, a couple of things on the horizon that we expect to release in the course of this year is, one of the key, most exciting features that we've been talking about is flipping this authentication problem upside down and using it as a fraud prevention mechanism. So think about, the ability where if somebody calls in and commits fraud and has been identified as fraud, now we have a trace of their voice that we can now make sure no matter what identity they claim the next time on, we can identify them and spike them out very quickly, alert the right folks so they can investigate appropriately. And, ideally that reduces the extra friction that legitimate members have to go through to prove they're not fraudsters, but at the same time, more efficiently routes the bad guys where they need to go. So that's one of the, roadmap features we're super excited about.
Yeah,
and I look forward to releasing within the course of this year.
Wait, what do you think about that, Chris? You can kind of blackball these people and not have them come in anymore. That's a pretty neat feature.
Yeah, it's awesome. Millen's got a great roadmap outlined with the team, and we're looking forward to bringing those things into our credit union as well.
Good stuff. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you got lots on your plate, so we appreciate the time as always. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here? Anything, Chris?
We just appreciate the opportunity. It's fun to introduce new technology to
yeah.
the industry, and we're excited to see where this one's going to go.
Now I'm excited for you guys as well. Melinda, anything else to add here?
Yeah, I'll say, you know, just a little bit of history on the relationship with Chris and True West. You know, we pitched the technology for the first time publicly at Finovate in 2019, so a large fintech conference. You know, Chris approached us at the booth after, and that was our first eye-opener about, you know, the need of this solution to solve a critical problem in the credit union industry. And since then, you know, we've gotten deeper and deeper in credit unions, and, you know, last year became a CUSO, and credit unions are our primary focus, and it's a decision we've never looked back on. You know, love working in this industry, love the people in here, and we're very glad that the hard work that our team is putting in is generating value for our friends and clients.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Thanks again for your time. The best people in this industry, hands down. No doubt. No doubt. All right, guys. I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always, and be well, be safe. Okay.